Arizona Ruins. Past Mogollon River, the limestone ruins. Scrape it with your finger and the floor breaks. The talk must have dusted their dark bodies as they squatted on these floors grinding mesquite and creosote. No one knows where they went from the cliffs with their earth jars and sandals, or if they cursed the desert moon as they wrapped their dead babies in bright cloth and jewels. Now cliff swallows nest in the mud where the Sinequa lived until water ran out. High in these white cliffs, weaving yucca and cotton, how many nights did they listen for cougar as they pressed the wet, rust clay into bowls that they walked 200 miles to trade in Phoenix before it was time to leave, 40 years before Columbus. Noon in the caves. It is summer. The children are sleeping. The women listen to a story one of them has heard of an ocean. Deer flesh dries in the sun. They braid willow stems and don't look up. When she is done, they are all stoned on what could come from such water. It is cool and dark inside here. This was the place. The others have gone to find salt and red stones for earrings. The children climb down to look for lizards and nuts. He takes the girl he wants for the first time. Her blood cakes on the white chalk floor. Her thighs will make a bracelet in his head. Desert bees fall through the wind over the pueblos, velvet ash and barberry. They still find bodies buried in the wall, a child's bones wrapped in yucca leaves and cotton. Bats fly through these ruins now, scrape the charred walls white. The people left the debris of their lives here, arrows, dung, and were buried with the bright turquoise they loved, sometimes carved into animals and birds.